and the heat is on, and pretty soon it'll all be gone. Time is short to change the score or look in Webster's for dinosaur. 24 years, 90%, get evicted or pay the rent. There are just two words that will decide: carbon dioxide. Does anything matter?
Welcome to Radio EcoShock, your watchdog for nature on CFRO 102.7 FM Co-op Radio in Vancouver. As humans toil their way towards a steaming hot world, we all have to do our part. The government of British Columbia doesn't want to be left out of the carbon race, and that is why, ladies and gentlemen, we propose a new green energy to power the province. It's all quite natural, coming right out of the ground. Yes, it's coal. Yep, the suits at BC Hydro, cheered on by the Liberal Party, want to build the first two coal-burning power plants in the province. So far, we've managed with those old-fashioned hydroelectric dams and a few gas-burning power plants. But this is the new age, the next carboniferous age. Why be left behind in a cloud of CO2 when we can make our own right here at home? Okay, the Grinches at Environment Canada released a report December 21st. They say Canadian coal-fired plants tossed 280 million tons of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere in 2005. Why should we be left behind? Let's make even more! And that's just what will happen if BC Hydro goes ahead with plans to build two new coal-fired power generation facilities. One would go up north in Tumbler Ridge, the other right at the top of the Similkameen Valley in Princeton. All the good black specks can blow into your lungs east over that ugly Okanagan Valley, where practically nobody lives and nobody cares what happens. Well, a few people care. About 100 protesters from both Princeton and the Lower Mainland did picket the Chilliwack office of BC Environment Minister Barry Penner last month. According to the Vancouver Sun, the top man speaking for the biggest electricity guzzlers don't see what all this panic is about. Dan Potts is executive director of the Joint Industry Electricity Steering Committee. He told the Sun, quote, "There seems to be almost a panic with respect to greenhouse gases. Maybe there is some justification for it. I don't know. But where that kind of attitude rules, we are very likely to make some bad fundamental policy decisions." End quote. The pine forests are dying due to global warming, allowing the new insect pests. Tofino ran out of water. Storms are smashing the province. The Arctic is melting. But hey, if there's any justification for worry, Dan Potts doesn't know about it. The Princeton coal scam is proposed by a company called Compliance Energy. In March 2005, Compliance announced 100% acquisition of the Basin coal mine near Princeton. The company also has an interest in two coal deposits on Vancouver Island. They say they will reduce their carbon footprint by burning wood along with the coal. The logic is that wood releases carbon when it decays anyway, so why not burn it? Maybe they can burn all the red, dead pine trees in Manning Park and all around Princeton already killed off by climate change. The Tumbler Ridge gang is called AES Wapiti Energy Corporation. That's a joint development company formed by AES, a huge international power company with 122 power plants, and Hillsboro Resources. AES is the big money, with operations in 27 countries and headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. Almost 40% of AES energy comes from 31 coal plants. Welcome to our green little province, Mr. Global Polluter. Please make a big donation to the political party of your choice. They plan a new mine in northeastern BC, closer to the proposed power plant at Tumbler Ridge. I pity all those seniors who bought those cheap houses when the mine was supposedly closing down. Now they get to breathe all the small particles, whatever mercury that they can't scrub out, and even radioactive particles that all coal plants pump out of the stacks. The Tumbler Ridge power plant is supposed to cost $500 million, with construction due to start in November 2007, just next year, unless we stop this madness. And full polluting coal burning starts at 2010, a nice Olympic present for the world, don't you think? The company could capture that CO2 using known technology already tested here in Canada to stuff the CO2 back down into the earth, but well, they wouldn't make the big profits that way. They'll burn 600,000 tons of coal each and every year. This September, BC Hydro signed a contract to purchase 184 megawatts of coal power from the Tumbler Ridge plant. It's all green to go. Well, maybe all black to go. That's a 30-year agreement. We promise to toss up millions of tons of climate-changing gases at least until 2036. When it comes to wrecking the Earth's climate, we believe in long-term planning. There's a couple of rubber stamp approvals still required from the Utilities Commission, appointed by Campbell's government, and from the Environmental Assessment Office, also part of the Campbell regime. The company expects to start building one of BC's first climate-killing coal plants in late 2007, with a joyous opening again in 2010. Just think how that will look to the world as the cameras roll at the Olympics, as we pray for enough snow to hold the Olympics, as we try to convince the Chinese and the people of India not to build thousands of new coal power plants that will kill off life on Earth as we know it. As Brad Hope, a Princeton grandfather, told the Vancouver Sun, the Environmental Review has been set up with terms of reference that exclude any arguments about the impact of these coal plants that they'll have on the climate. Well, why even talk about that? Brad is chair of the local citizen group Save Our Similkameen. They are raising money through bake sales to oppose the multi-million dollar slush funds and publicity funds available to big corporations. Others opposing this coal-fired madness include the BC Teachers Federation, the Union of BC Municipalities, Princeton Area Doctors, and 9 environmental groups. Oh yeah, and the mayor of Princeton, Randy McLean, is totally opposed to this new coal plant. As reported in the Toronto Globe and Mail, McLean says he's been left out of consultations about building it. I mean, why ask the local people? And the 40 promised jobs, just to power 40,000 homes, just isn't worth the damage coming to local real estate, tourism, and people's health. McLean says the coal plant is being dumped on a rural area because, quote, they feel they can get away with it here. Tom Hackney, the BC Hydro Specialist for the BC Sustainable Energy Association, says coal is absolutely not the way to go. We have plenty of options through wind and all kinds of other good energy sources here in BC. Now, these two coal plants, folks, all by themselves will double the amount of greenhouse gases British Columbia creates for power generation. Well, let's go for it. We should double all our CO2 emissions, just to see what happens. Maybe we can finally open those tropical resorts in Prince George after Richmond floods out. Then maybe we can come to our senses here in BC before it really is too late. Not sure what to do about it? Try visiting the Sierra Club website at www.sierraclub.ca/BC. You'll find a letter there you can send to Premier Gordon Campbell today. Or pick up your BC Coal Electricity Fact Sheet at www.bcsea.org. You are tuned to CFRO Co-op Radio 102.7 FM in Vancouver, Canada.